From the home of the Packers, a look at the game through the player's eyes. This is Inside Lambeau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host, Rod Burks. Yes, Packer fans, Packers are coming off a loss against the 49ers, but the good news is DJ Smith is in the house. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of Packer fans are ready to jump off the ledge. DJ, tell them, don't jump yet. There's plenty of season left, right?
I mean, of course. I mean, you know, week one, you know, got to get the jitters out. So, you know, we're going to be fine. We're going to bounce back.
Yeah, but San Francisco was one of those tough teams. I mean, they made it all the way to the NFC Championship game. Right. What was difficult for you guys to try to stop that offense?
You know, they got a lot of good quality guys. I mean, impact players, Pro Bowl players, that offensive line, I mean, maybe one of the best in the league. So, I mean, you know, they have had a lot of things going on, but, you know, it just came up short.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you. Now, you're the man this year, okay?
Right.
You hate to see someone like Desmond Bishop go down. He goes
good
down.
Did
Desmond give you any words of encouragement? What kind of guy was he?
You know, it was just a situation where, you know, it was like, you know your role, you know what you have to do, you've done it before, you know, just play your role and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Last year you got a chance to get some starts in there and you're making play calls. Now, that was a lot to ask you for a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like in there when you're in your second year, you're trying to make the calls, get in the right spot, and you got to keep up with the game?
You know, it's a transition. You know, the offseason we had this year, I mean, my first offseason, it really helped me out a lot, you know, just getting calls, you know, going against A-Rod and see what he's doing and see, you know, what the impact quarterbacks are doing and how they check plays and things like that. It helped out a lot.
And do you have something, you have a mechanism inside your helmet, correct?
Yeah, microphone.
So they give you the call, and what's it like? Put us into the huddle when you're making a call.
You know, if it's not received in time, I mean, you know, it's a little bit of stress, but, you know, I mean, everybody's real calm and cool, collected. We, you know, we have mayday calls and things like that. But for the most part, you get that call in, you're looking at those guys, you know, you get a little tips and alerts and things like that. But for the most part, you know, you get the call in, guys are ready to go.
And you're ready to go, okay?
Yeah.
After you're coming off of nine tackles, what do you think about your performance against the Niners?
You know, it always can be better. You know, a lot more improvement. I mean, with it being my first game, you know, just trying to get my feet wet and things like that, you know, I just got to step it up a little bit more.
The one thing you do know the difference is being a backup and being a starter. How's that change for you this year?
You got to have yourself ready to go. I mean, at all times. I mean, whether that be special situations, 2-minute things, you got to pay attention real to the game.
But how about your coaches in meetings? I mean, what's meetings like? I mean, we always see you out in the field. I mean, is that really where the game is won in those meetings?
The game, yeah. As they say, 20% physical, 80% mental. I mean, it's really a mental game. I mean, you got to be on top of things. So, you know, it's a lot of preparation that goes into it, a lot of recall. I mean, the meeting rooms help out a lot.
I mean, let's talk about Clay Matthews. I mean, how much does it help you to have a guy whose motor never stops? I mean, I think his motor's going on at 12, 3, 4 in the morning.
Right.
I mean, the guy just never stops playing. What's it like playing with a guy like that?
I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, you know, from seeing it on TV to actually, you know, getting in the fire with that guy, getting in the trenches with that guy. I mean, he's an impact player. He's a Pro Bowl. He's going to be a great player.
And Charles Woodson, another guy, he's been in the league for a long time. I mean, does he help you out at all as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, whether, you know, I need to hold things or how to play certain coverages or, you know, how to disguise the look so the quarterbacks don't understand what we're doing right away. So he helps out a lot.
I mean, you guys don't really have that much time to think about this loss because you got the Bears coming in town.
Right, right.
How do you put losses behind you?
I think it just goes into all about being a pro and just being, you know, short-minded. You know, I mean, that game's over with. We're moving on. You just got to try to move forward.
Now, you play the inside linebacker position.
Right.
I mean, you're taking on fullbacks. You're taking on linemen. I mean, what's it like the day after a game? I mean, you're taking hits. You're delivering hits.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be aching the next day.
You know, you're aching a little bit, but, you know, that's why we train the offseason. That's why we do the things we do. But for mentally, really, it's really a mental thing. You know, you just got to kind of get that drained out of your head. You know, you just got to revamp for the next team.
So I'm never going to see you missing any practice for the rest of the year because you're never going to hear because it's going to be a mental thing?
Mental thing. It's all mental.
All right. Now, I mean, let's take a look about the defense. You know, your defense taking a little bit of heat, giving up a lot of yards.
Right.
I mean, is that tough the way they're talking about the defense right now?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you get credit when credit is due. I mean, at the end of the day, we know what we're capable of. We practice hard, and we know the things that we can do.
And things are going to change against the Bears, right?
Things are going to change against the Bears. I mean, you know, guys are tuned in. I mean, not like not saying we weren't tuned in versus San Francisco, but, you know, it's a real big emphasis, rivalry game. I mean, Thursday night, playoff atmosphere. I mean, it's going to be a real atmosphere to see.
In the spotlight, he's DJ Smith, and I'm Rod Burks here at Inside Lambeau. We'll be back with more of this guy coming up after the break.
All right.
I'm your host, Ron Brooks, alongside DJ Smith. We started inside linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. So let's talk about the Chicago Bears into your house. Let's talk about this game. Now, they are coming off a big win over the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys got to do right on defense to try to stop these guys?
You know, we got to try and jump on them early, you know, trying to steal some of that momentum, use that Lambeau advantage we have, and just try to jump on them.
Now, how much do the fans really help you when you're tired and during the game? I mean, how much does the Lambeau field advantage?
Oh, man, I mean, especially on third down, special situations. I mean, you know, the crowd gets you into it. I mean, you know, he just kind of takes that, you know, well, I'm kind of tired right now. Well, you know, you hit a crowd's fan, everybody cheering, things like that. It kind of gets you pumped up.
Okay, now you're coming up against, you got Matt Forte and Michael Bush, two tough running backs. Forte, what makes him so difficult to bring down?
He's an all-purpose guy. I mean, you know, the guy can do everything. I mean, if you want to split out wide to be a receiver, if you want to run in between the tackles, you want to run outside the numbers, I mean, he can do it all.
Yeah. And Michael Bush, they bring Michael Bush into the fold. Here's another guy. He had two touchdowns last week. Both of these guys scored. I mean, they kind of got that 1-2 back combination up there.
Right. I mean, you kind of see that trend in the league a little bit, that 1-2 combination. But for the most part, I mean, coming from the Raiders, he's a good guy, big back. I mean, you know, he has more shiftiness to him than people give him credit for.
Now, as a running back, you've hit many of them in your career. Mm-hmm. I mean, you get him that nice big hit in the mouth.
Right.
Did they see you coming? I mean, did they play different?
You know, you try to. It depends on how hard you hit them. I mean, some guys, you know, they just had it. Some running backs are tough, believe it or not. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, those guys, if you get them real good, you know, they make you think twice about running them.
What about the ultimate hit, man? I mean, what's it like getting that ultimate tackle, that ultimate stick where the crowd is going crazy?
Right.
You're feeling good. You're beating your chest. I mean, what goes into that, and what does it feel like when you're done laying in the wood?
as you say, laying in the wood, I mean, it just feels so right. I mean, your body just relaxes, you know, you just get up and you're with the crowd, you're just pumping up, you're just pumped up.
And you got such a great smile on your face, man. I mean, people don't realize that you can really knock somebody out, right?
Right, right. I mean, you know, it's just a mindset and a mentality. I mean, when you put those pads on, you know, it's time to go to war.
Hey, I mean, the Bears are coming in town. Right. They're 1-0. You're 0-1. But you guys just put that behind you and you just start playing football. I mean,
right.
And Jay Cutler's not going to be an easy guy. I mean, he's coming off a big game as well.
Right. I mean, you know, as being a pro, you know, you got to be short-minded. You know, you got to take it. The record in my mind still stands, you know. No wins, no losses. I mean, because at the end of the day, you're playing week to week to week. So, I mean, you know, our focus is the Bears. I mean, we're just going to approach it like that. And like you're saying, Jay Cutler, I mean, impact guy, he can make all the throws. I mean, we just got to try and get that guy off rhythm.
And we can't say this is a must-win game. Right. I mean, because you still got 16 games.
Right.
Is this a must-win game for you guys?
I feel it kind of is. I mean, you know, we just go into it. You know, we're going to play the best we can, you know. We're going to line up and do the things that we do best. And, you know, with it being a division game, you know, you like to get that win.
You got a pregame ritual. I mean, I know you guys go into that place, especially when you're playing linebacker, when you're laying hits everywhere.
Right.
What's some of the pregame things that you do? What kind of person are you when you're stepping on that field? Because I don't think I want to be near you when you're stepping on that field.
I'm kind of a humble guy. You know, I'm kind of cool, calm, relaxed. I mean, I'm not that real, you know, that intense guy, gung-ho. I mean, you know, I just try to be relaxed. You know, when the game comes, just let plays come to me and just do my thing.
And how important is it to get a turnover? You guys didn't get a turnover against the Niners. I mean, that kind of hurts. I mean, a turnover game, how important is that against where you can go ahead and use that Lambeau advantage to your side?
Right. I mean, you know, in the NFL, I mean, it's a turnover league. That ball is the most important thing going out there. So, I mean, if you get turnovers, impact plays, it's going to help you out a lot.
Bears, Packers, everybody's waiting for this big matchup here at Lambeau Field.
Right.
How much does it help you that you guys are playing at Lambeau Field?
Mm-hmm. It helps out a lot. I mean, you know, being a division game, rivalry going back to, I believe it was 1921. So, I mean, you guys have been playing for a very long time. So, I mean, you know, it just kind of gets you up. You know, everybody's going to be watching. The old players that used to play in this rivalry is going to be watching. So, it just kind of gets you up for it.
But that's one thing you want to do is you want to stay loose. You don't want to get too uptight for a game.
You don't want to get too tense because at the end of the day, it's still football.
All right. He's DJ Smith and I'm Rod Burks. We got more with this guy coming up after the break. And welcome back to Inside Lambeau. I'm your host, Rod Burks, alongside DJ Smith, the hard-hitting linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. And let's go ahead and talk about what you had to do to get to the league.
Right.
At 5'10", 230, coming out of Appalachian State, not too many people picked you to be here.
Right.
So what was it like when people were telling you are too small to be in this league?
You know, starting early off when I was a little bit younger, immature, you know, I kind of looked at it as, you know, I mean, why is it me? Why are they just picking on me? And then once I got a little bit older, got into high school and college, I just used it as fuel, you know, just to get where I wanted to be and get to that next level.
At Appalachian State, you were pretty much tackling everybody. I'm surprised you didn't tackle your own family when you were out there. I mean, how much did that help you get to where you are? I mean, because playing in that environment?
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, as a linebacker, you got to be able to run good enough, and the biggest thing, you got to be able to tackle. I mean, whether it be in space, tight space, I mean, anybody, receivers, quarterbacks, running backs, I mean, you got to be able to tackle the ball.
Now, we're seeing shots of you at the scouting combine. How big was that for you, and how much pressure was that when people were saying, oh, man, he's not going to get drafted. Nobody wants him. He's too small.
I mean, I just took it as a blessing. You know, not too many guys get the opportunity to go to the combine. So, you know, how many college football athletes, you know, are willing to be in the shoes that I'm in right now? So, you know, I just try to take every day as a blessing, you know, just try to put my best foot forward and just take it that way.
At the combine, and you put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Right.
How'd it go for you?
Combine, you know, I'm not really big on the whole numbers of the 40 time and all that. I mean, running around in shorts is not really my thing.
It's kind of like a meat market, isn't it?
Sort of. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about who can play football.
And it worked out for you because the Packers called you. Take us back to that day when the Packers called you up on the phone and said, hey, we want to draft you.
Right. I'm you know, sitting there nervous because, you know, as rounds went and rounds went, you know, I got that call. I didn't recognize the area code at first. I was like, I mean, what's 920? What's
920,
going on? Yeah. You know, and then, you know, he said, Ted Thompson from the Green Bay Packers. I was like, really? And then my second train of thought, I was like, it's cold. but, I mean, you know, I just took, you know, I ran downstairs, saw my mom, gave her a big hug, and, you know, said it's official.
What does Ted say on the phone? He's not a man of many words. What did he say?
I can't remember. I mean, you know, he just, hey, we're glad to have you. You know, you're going to be a great asset. You know, just come in and work hard.
And you said, much obliged. You didn't say, don't select me. I want to go somewhere where it's warm, right?
I was like, no.
Coming on, like football, everybody, I mean, football is pretty much your whole week. What do you like to do outside?
You know, I like to, you know, movies, get with my family, you know. I have some younger siblings, you know, little brothers, little sisters, you know, try to get with them, you know, try to lead them in the right direction.
You know, a lot of guys are taking up cooking. I'm one of those guys taking up cooking.
Right.
Can you get it done on the stove?
I can get down a little bit. I can get down a little bit. Nah, but for the most part, I mean, you know, your basic.
You can't do basic. I mean, I'm not talking about anything from a can or from a box.
I'm talking about
you getting on the stove and actually preparing a meal.
I can do your spaghetti. I can do your chicken. I can do your steak. I mean, barbecue. But, I mean, if you want to get fancy, you know, get the America's Next Top Chef, I'm not your guy.
I mean, have you ever cooked a meal when somebody came over to your house and said, DJ, this is really good. How'd you make this?
Yeah, but, I mean, I thought maybe they may be gassing me up a little bit. I was like, well, but for the most part, I mean, you know, maybe a couple times.
But barbecue? I mean, barbecue is one of my favorite things to do. What do you like to put on the grill?
You know, burgers, dogs, brats, I mean, chicken, I mean, you know, anything.
Burgers,
dogs.
Well, that's kind of easy.
I get chicken a little bit. Chicken is a little hard. People don't know. I mean, if you cook it the wrong way, I mean, you know, you end up bad for everybody.
How about maybe I can come over to your house for dinner, come up this next couple weeks?
All right, we can set it up.
And I'm going to tell you, can't cook. He's DJ Smith, and I'm Rod Burks. Thank you for watching Inside Lambo. We're not done. Coming up, Greg Matzik from News Radio WTMJ 620. See you back here. Welcome back to Inside Lambo. I'm your host, alongside Greg Matzik from WTMJ 620 News Radio. Like the sport coat, like
appreciate
the suit,
that.
Looking good. But you know we got to start talking Packers.
Let's do it.
And let's talk about, they got a big, huge game coming up against the Chicago Bears on Thursday night. And they're taking on a guy who can really get up and get down the field and stretch the defense in Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, Bears haven't had a guy like this in a long time. 6'4", 215 pounds, Pro Bowler, legitimate threat. And he and Jay Cutler, they got a history, man. They go back to Denver, so they understand each other a little bit. And you saw it right away week one, 9 grabs, over 100 yards, a touchdown for Marshall. Cutler looking comfortable with his old guy. It's a tough matchup for the Packers defense.
Let's talk about the secondary matching up. Who's going to try to cover this guy? I mean, because he seems to stretch the defense and get what he wants out there.
Yeah, you may have to roll safety coverage over to kind of help out a little bit, but Tremont Williams will likely get the assignment. If people don't know about Tremont, he could leap. He is one of the better leapers in the league for the cornerback position, but he is undersized in terms of going up against a guy like Marshall. You're going to have help at some point. You can't let him run free.
How about Jay Cutler, man? He can. That's one thing. He can give the game away, man. He's good at throwing interceptions. That's one thing that the Packers really need this week is a turnover. What do you think about him? And you mix in Marshall. I mean, and then you got Forte. Then you got Bush. I mean, do they got they have more weapons than they had last year.
Yeah, they have more options than they have in the number of years. So they're no longer just throwing to guys who were former defensive backs. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's more than just Devin Hester and Earl Bennett now. It's complete. And you mentioned the backfield, too. So there's where your linebackers have to step up. Linebackers in coverage out of the backfield have to be accurate. You talk to your guy, DJ Smith. He's got to be able to go out with Forte or potentially Michael
Bush. Make a great point. I think Forte is one of the guys. I mean, the Bears did the right move in paying this guy before. They made it a long haul, but they paid the guy, gave him the contract he was looking for. He's a guy that he can split the defense, he can get away from linebackers, he's tough to cover, and he's got speed. He can beat you so many different ways.
Yeah, and he got a good quarterback throwing it to him now. Yeah, Jay Cutler, we like to make fun of Jay Cutler. You know, we have a good time making fun of Jay Cutler, but Jay Cutler can beat you. He's got one of the bigger arms in the league, but he'll give you an opportunity to make a play against him. Packers have picked him off before and ended drives. They have to do that again. They got to create turnovers.
Yeah, one guy that really wants to play well in this game, obviously, is Cedric Benson. You know, the Bears drafted him, but some of the teammates didn't really want him. I mean, this guy's got a little chip on his shoulder going into this game.
Yeah, and he'll try and play it off a little bit and just say it's another game. That was a long time ago. That was a different career, different life for Cedric Benson. But, you know, it's time for that running game to show up a little bit. You can no longer average 2 yards a carry. You got to have that balance of pass and run.
And how about the Packers' defensive linemen? They got to really get into this game.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, the Bears' offensive line, it's vulnerable. It can be done. You can go against the Bears' offensive line and get to the quarterback, I think. If the Packers are able to get 4 sacks against a good offensive line in San Francisco, you like their opportunities against the Bears. They need to get Jay Cutler out of the pocket.
How much does this team miss Desmond Bishop?
He was the hammer, man.
I mean, he's the heart and soul, the leading tackler of this team. He made plays. He'll hit you in the mouth. I mean, we got a chance to see what it's like without Desmond Bishop against the Niners.
Yeah, and Desmond could shed a block. He could shed a block. He wouldn't get lost in the shuffle. And he was a hammer, man. He brought it. He was 100 tackles plus. Book it year in and year out. And DJ Smith's a nice player. Just a little inexperienced at this time. And you talked about his size before. It can get him. It can get him a little bit. And it's difficult to shed blocks. He's a ferocious tackler. Great in space. You're just developing at this point. You'd love to have your more experienced guys out there.
And the one guy you like to have out there is Clay Matthews. 2.5 sacks against the Niners. This motor doesn't stop. How much does it help the Bears defense with this guy coming off the edge?
Well, it helps having Nick Perry on the other side, too. You know, you got a single block Clay at times. You got to pick and choose your battles. The Niners single block Clay off the edge more so than many teams will during the course of the season, but you saw how effective it can be. 2.5 sacks on Sunday.
He's Greg Matzik and I'm Rod Burks. Guess what, folks? We're coming back with some more stuff for you after the break. And welcome back to Inside Lambeau. I'm joined with Greg Matzik of WTMJ 620. Huge matchup between the Packers and Bears this Thursday. Packers love to bring the defense, and they play well against the Packers. What do you expect from this Bear defense to try to stop the Packers?
Yeah, they try and get after Aaron Rodgers a little bit. They'll allow him to throw 4 yards at a time, 3 yards at a time. That's fine. The Bears want you to go 11 plays on your drive. They think you'll make a mistake at some point. So their safeties are deep. Hard to get a deep play because their safeties are so deep. So it'll be a lot of underneath, a lot of intermediate passing game, similar to what you saw against San Francisco. Hopefully it involves more points scored.
And one thing they can do is get that blueprint from the Niners game and just watch on how the Niners shut down the Packers. They're going to be looking at that tape.
You can go back to the Chiefs game last year, too. An effective running game, good solid defense, a good passing game. Those are the kinds of things that the Chiefs did. That's what the Niners did. It's what the Bears are capable of doing now that their offense is a little more complete. We talked about that. Good wide receiver core, good balance on offense, and an aging defense, but still an effective defense in Chicago.
And you said aging, and Brian Urlacher are getting up there in years, but he still seems to make plays. He's a future Hall of Famer. This guy likes to get up for this game against the Packers. What do you expect out of him, and does he still have anything left in the tank?
Yeah, no, I think he does. I mean, he's the face of the franchise still. Lovie Smith talked about that earlier in the week. But, you know, Urlacher, he had a perfect scenario in that game against the Colts. He was off the field by middle of the third quarter. Bears had a big lead. He's coming off an injury. Getting as much time as possible on a short week to rest before this game. So you have to think he's going to be all systems go. So will Julius Peppers.
And I know they may be game planning for number 18, Randall Cobb. He had a great game against the Niners. He had a 75-yard punt return, even though the Packers got away with the clip that we saw on the tape.
Don't even talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's really stepping up his game.
Well, and the Packers got to find ways to get the ball in his hands. And that's why you saw him in the backfield. So 3 wide receiver sets with a tight end. Cobb was in the backfield as your 4th wide receiver, and they used him in that intermediate passing game. It was part of the reason you didn't see Alex Green on Sunday was because of what Randall Cobb was able to do. So 9 catches, 77 yards, the punt return. You got to find a way to get him in space.
And number 12 trusts him. Aaron Rodgers said this guy's a big-time player. it's always good when number 12 likes you. And, yeah. he trusts you to catch the ball and hold on to it.
Without question. I don't think there's a guy in that receiving corps, Rod, who they don't trust, who Rod just doesn't trust. So, you know, while Driver didn't get many plays, he didn't get any balls thrown his way, you know, he could be the guy with 7 catches for 80 yards in game number 2. You never know who's going to be that big play guy for the Packers.
Yeah, don't fall asleep on down Driver, because I still think he can help this team out down the road.
No doubt about it.
Okay, now what do you expect in this big matchup? I mean, you have to think that they got Cutler, they got Marshall, they have a lot of weapons, but the Packers got weapons too. I mean, you really need to have a good running game for the Packers. You want those guys to establish the run that'll really help out the Packers against the Bears. Will they be able to run against the Bears?
I don't know. I really don't know, Rod. Honestly, I think
they got Lance Briggs. You can't forget about Lance Briggs.
No, they still got a dominant set up front. They really do. And, you know, while their pass rush is always going to be electric, those linebackers are among the best in the league. So while I think it'll be better than 2 yards a carry, I think there'll be more of a commitment to the run. There has to be a 3.5 to 4 yards per carry kind of window for the run to be involved late in the game. But I think more points are going to be scored in this game than maybe a Bears-Packers game in years past, just because both offenses are very complete right now.
We've got about 30 seconds left, and I think one thing that the Packers are going to have to do is establish that run. Cedric Benson had a huge chip on his shoulder. You know, he got drafted by a team that some of the players didn't want. I mean, he's got a lot riding on this game.
Yeah, and he'll kind of dismiss that and say, you know, it's just another game. But you know he wants to do up against his old team, obviously. Without question.
He's Greg Matzik, and I'm Rod Burks. Thank you for watching Inside Lambeau, and we will see you next week.